Super Ken Go.
All right, Russ, a ball accused of eating and sipping, but not tipping. But first, USA's Tim Howard turned in a Herculean performance with 16 saves, the most since 1966, giving up zero goals in the first 90 minutes of regulation, but did give up two in an extra session, 2-1 Belgium over USA, of course, eliminating the U.S. team. But, hey, it was a nice run. It was a great run, but they had a chance to win at the end of regulation. He was right in front of the goal. What's my man? Chris
Wojciechowski or something like that.
Yeah, right in front of the goal, man. He could have kicked it. That would have been huge. The whole place would have exploded, but it didn't happen. But, hey, look, hats off to USA. Over 9 million tweets sent out during that match.
That's vicious. They missed Jose Altidore big time.
Big time. But it's all right. But, you know, Tim Howard being 35, you know, probably won't be around for the next one. So.
Really?
Melo made it to Chicago, was greeted by the stars, too. Noah Gibson, and guess who? Derrick Rose. Yeah. And you remember earlier this week we reported that Derrick Rose said, I'm not recruiting anybody. That's just not my job. Well, I heard Derrick Rose did a little more than recruiting. They said D. Rose actually worked out for Melo to show him he's 100% healthy.
Wow, that's recruiting.
Now, that is recruiting. Mm-hmm. Saying, listen, I'm ready to do this. Now, we do know the Bulls are trying to pull off a sign-and-trade deal with New York involving Carlos Boozer, which would actually work for New York because his salary will fall off in a year, and they're trying to make that move for Durant. So we'll see if that goes down. Chicago can offer Melo somewhere around between 15, 17 mil a year. We do know New York is in a position to give him that max deal, 5 years, $130 million. Now, the word is the Heat will have around $12 million in space after signing LeBron to a max deal worth $20 million. That means Bosch and Wade are taking big pay cuts.
Really?
Of course, they're set to make $20 million apiece.
I think he just went to him and said, look, I've sacrificed a lot.
Yep. For a long time.
For 4 years for y'all.
Yes.
Okay? I'm clearly the best player on the planet.
Right.
I've got to take the max. What do y'all want to do?
I saw that, a story that said in his 11-year career, he's never, ever been the highest-paid player on his team.
Wow.
Crazy.
And he's clearly the best. Right. So the word is that Bosch will probably get somewhere around 11 and D-Wade somewhere around 12 in order to keep the big
spread
three
over, like, 4 or 5 years?
4 for Wade and probably 5 for Bosch. And I see, I don't know, LeBron, I think he likes this whole free agency thing. Look for him to maybe go for another 4-year move so he can do this yet again. Gortat got his paper in D.C., 5 years, $60 million.
Crazy.
Oscar Pistorius' attorneys are throwing everything at the wall trying to see what's going to stick. Now they're saying he suffers from a depression disorder, his hands tremors in the whole nine. I don't know how they're going to tie this all in, but it just seems like a lot of smoke and mirrors at this point. I don't know. Warren Sapp, it took time out to watch the USA do their thing and ran up a $69 beer. Had beer and wings and the whole nine. But when it came time to tip, according to the waitress or the waiter, he left zero. Now, wow. They did post a picture, and on the receipt said, my boys paid tip. But obviously, the waiter or the waitress didn't feel that way, or why would they post?
Why you even write that on there?
Exactly.
I mean, come on, Sapp. So is that believable or what? I mean, he had a bucket of Heinekens, a bucket of wings, you know, a pizza, and old Sapp. Oh, come on, Warren. Tell me it isn't so. Right. Hey, did you see Serena Williams? She had to actually pull out doubles action in Wimbledon. She couldn't even hit the ball to the net. She appeared to be suffering, but she's saying it's a bug. She's saying that she's suffering from a bug, and it got the best at her as of right now, and she can't wait to come back to Wimbledon next year so she can really show up and do her thing. Of course, we're going to be cheering for her. It was crazy because did you see Venus look back like,
what's going on? Yeah, she knew that she wasn't well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hats off to her for even trying.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, Sue. Jay Hutt coming up, y'all.